So the question comes, how to translate this into reality. It's interesting, John, that I was already thinking of Matthew 5, verse 23. It says, therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, first go, then come. It's interesting, at another convention years ago, Keswick, England, the Baptist preacher, F.B. Meyer, preached on that sermon, and he basically said, you cannot expect a blessing if you know that there are those who hold something against you and you've not done what you can to make things right. And some of us prayed and asked that a communion service be included as a part of this convention to give opportunity for those who have been involved in this dialogue that perhaps has gone beyond just an intellectual thing to where it's a personal thing, that there would be opportunity to actually make this a place of healing on a very practical basis. In my own life, I remember there was a time when I needed prayers answered desperately, and there wasn't a single prayer being answered, and then God convicted me about this verse. And I went, and I made things right with some people, and as a result of that, the windows of heaven opened like I never imagined. It's not a verse we think about much, but it is God's way. Ellen White actually says that confessing is one of the ways that God's called us to die to self. And ultimately, disagreements are all about pride and the unwillingness to give that up. Two quotations that I love from Ellen White. We have a character to maintain, but it is the character of Christ. Having the character of Christ, we can carry on the work of God together. The Christ in us will meet the Christ in our brethren, and the Holy Spirit will give that union of heart and action which testifies to the world that we are children of God. And secondly, he in whose heart Christ abides recognizes Christ abiding in the heart of his brother. Christ never wars against Christ. How about that? Christ never wars against Christ. Christ never exerts an influence against Christ. Christians are to do their work, whatever it may be, in the unity of the Spirit for the perfection of the whole body. There is a vast power in the church when the energies of the members are under the control of the Spirit, gathering good from every source, educating, training, and disciplining self. Thus is presented to God a powerful organization through which he can work for the conversion of sinners. Let's spend some time praying, asking God where we stand. If there is a work that we need to do personally so that we will not hinder the work of the Spirit in this conference, it's very real. We don't want to miss a single blessing that is possible. Let us pray. Find someone else to pray with.